get things done for the country.
Days after the assassination attempt on former President Trump, a source tells CBS News security had been stepped up at the rally in Pennsylvania after U.S. intelligence detected a possible Iranian plot. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Information about the threat stream raises further questions about how an armed individual was able to get within 500 feet of the former president despite increased security.
There's no evidence of a connection between the possible Iranian threats and the shooting. An overseas official takes a dip in a long polluted river to prove the water is safe for world athletes to jump in next week.
Allez, on y va. To the sound of applause, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo made good on her promise to swim in the River Seine and announced the water is good. $1.5 billion have been spent trying to get the Seine clean enough for the Olympic swimming marathon and triathlon. It's still touch and go. Tests will continue right up to the days of competition. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A sigh of relief at last night's All-Star game. Cody Johnson hit every note of the anthem on Fox hours after Ingrid Andress apologized for her rendition at the Home Run Derby the night before, explaining she was drunk. The American League beat the National League 5-3 last night for its 10th win in the past 11 games. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine runaway soldier that ran into North Korea is working out a plea deal with military prosecutors. Park High School graduate and U.S. Army Private Travis King spent almost 3 months in North Korea after crossing the border last July. The soldier's preliminary hearing, scheduled to take place in a Texas military court, has been delayed as plea talks continue regarding charges. Those charges include desertion. Security measures at the RNC were put to the test Monday when officers arrested a 21-year-old man wearing a ski mask and carrying an AK-47. The suspect, who police say lacked proper permits for concealed carry, was detained after drawing attention for a suspicious appearance. He was found near the convention site. Charges are pending. The new Pleasant Prairie Police Station is almost ready for occupancy. The village says a construction company is almost done on the new facility on 39th Avenue. The project broke ground in May of 2023. The new building was meant to address the space limitations of the old facility and was designed to accommodate the department's growing needs. It's a go at Racine County beaches today, with some cautions still in Kenosha County. Green flags are up at North and Zoo beaches, with recent water quality testing closing Kenosha's Lake Michigan beaches, along with a few inland swim areas. Testing results are posted online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The American League wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The American League beating the National League 5-3 last night in the All-Star game. The AL has now won 10 of the last 11 games in the Midsummer Classic. No hits for Christian Yelich or William Contreras. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named MVP for his two-run homer in the fifth to secure the win. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League play. Milwaukee signing former Raptors guard Gary Trent Jr. Meanwhile, Patrick Beverley deciding to play in the Israeli Basketball League after no offers from the NBA. NFL, Chicago Bears finally reach an agreement with their number one draft pick, quarterback Caleb Williams, who's going to earn a guaranteed $39 million over the next 4 years. Packers quarterback Jordan Love at a youth football camp in Milwaukee asked if he's got a new deal yet.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with him before the start of camp.
Nope.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk about it. That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and a lot less humid today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. We may catch a sprinkle or two late this afternoon, but it shouldn't be a very big deal. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, sunny. Cooler, less humid, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I love my mother. She lives up in Boston, and I live here. And I wish I could say that I missed her, but she doesn't really give me the opportunity to, you know what I mean? Like, she calls me 15 times a day. But every time I go back, she loves to take me on these memory lane drive-bys. And they always start out very warm and inviting, and by the end, they're, like, morose and frightening, you know? And they always start with the parish. She's like, oh, you remember the parish, don't you? Nice memories there. You were baptized, confirmed. Oh, and here's the high school. Remember you got drunk and you knocked your front tooth out? You made your mother cry. Do you remember how you made your mother cry? And then it goes on to have something that has nothing to do with me. She's like, remember that guy got murdered over here? Yeah. They never found his torso. You and your sister were out late that night, but I didn't ask any questions. I love you unconditionally. Remember that.
Hey, it's Salmonorama time. We've got... I'm going to try the name because I mispronounced it last time. It's Sopchak. We got Josh Sopchak here, and Captain Lily is here as well. Captain Lily, going to move a little closer to that microphone. I want every word you have to say today.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and when I called you last night, you were in a great mood. It was a beautiful night.
the weather broke.
You know, and the thing is, when you do an outdoor event, you're kind of, you got to worry about the weather. When I had the folks from Fourth Fest in here, too, I mean, you do a year's worth of planning. All you need is one thunderstorm, and you're out of business for the year.
We took a ride for Sunday night and Monday as well. So,
that's right. We had the storm. Yeah.
Yesterday was great because the that little cell that passed through mid-morning not only took away the heat, but some of the humidity after it went through. And so that's where our spirits were up because we're down there 14, 16 hours a day for our crew, some of our main members. But Sunday night's mesocyclone and Monday night's system that built over did some damage to some of our gear and to our site.
Really?
Yeah, we lost a couple tents. One of our sponsor vendors lost a tent. Some of our equipment got wet. Some of our electronics, even though we had tucked it in, it was quite a sell.
Now, I don't live that far from, I live on North Main, so I don't live that far from where.
Oh, yeah, you're close.
Did I sleep through this thing? Was I in a coma? I didn't know this.
It was pretty loud, I mean.
Yeah, both of them were around. Well, the first one was about 10 o'clock, right toward the end of the night. And the second one was Monday nights was, I think, like more around 9 o'clock.
I must have slept through it.
Back to back.
Now, we did have something in my house that you're lucky you didn't have. The whole neighborhood had no electricity for 22 hours.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah. And there was no storm related. It was a beautiful sunny day, and a branch from somebody's tree pulled the power line down. Yeah. It took 22 hours to get it fixed. And so I got
to
tell you.
Time to go shopping for food because some of that didn't make it.
Well, all's hard. We did because we didn't open the refrigerator.
Right.
And that helps. But the thing was, you're sitting there and there's no air conditioning. There's no fans.
Right.
But luckily, my son got us a generator. Doesn't do much, but it powers up a fan.
Yes.
So we did that. So let's talk about Salmonorama now. This is a fishing contest on Lake Michigan. But you can weigh fish, and this I just learned a little while ago, you can get your fish weighed all over the place as long as it's on Lake Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the entire event is lake-wide. So we have weigh-in ports in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Illinois. Even the UP has a port this year up at a small tackle shop called Blades. So we have participants all over the lake and waterways up to the first bridge in each port. In fact, our current leader is a fisherman in Sturgeon Bay, but he's a local guy here, Chris Miller. We all call him Kid Gloves. He just weighed in yesterday a 30.9-pound king salmon to take the lead for the tournament so far.
Wow. That's pretty good. And what's the grand prize? There's a lot of money and prizes involved here.
50th anniversary. We went big. $50,000 in cash and prizes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that... This is the first year you're actually back at Festival Hall.
It is, yes.
So 5K events, it took over the management at Festival Hall.
Yeah, the same team. Yeah. Yes.
And are they working with you, or they just say, this is your event, here's our facilities, and move on, do what you got to do?
Oh, no. a bunch of fishermen, we'd probably push the limits too far on that. So, Patrick and his team has worked with us very well. Stacy, his right hand. Within the office and administration, the two of them have been great with communications. If we overstep on some things, they reach out to us. If they have some ideas to help us, they reach out to us. And then Jason, who is effectively like the head of the facilities for them in prep, has been a great person to work with as well, letting us know what items they might have in storage that we might be able to use and, you know, what's free, what's not. But yeah, their team has been great to work with. It's that first year back, so it's the honeymoon phase where we're trying to figure out how we're going to work together. Our target is to come back next year. We have to have a meeting after and make sure that we are all happy with how the results went from both sides.
So this is really the first year the actual festival entertainment part is on.
It's been a day, hasn't it? It's I think we tried it once maybe 10 years ago, our club, but not to this extent. You know, in order to have a festival like this, you have to have patrons. In order to have patrons, you have to have sponsors that you can use to bring in different activities. We did all of that this year, and I think we executed to a T what our plans were since we started planning this event.
Now, this ends on Sunday?
Sunday, yes, the 21st.
So what's the last time you can weigh in?
For Racine's Port, it's 10 a.m., if I recall. And after that point, we're tabulating, making sure we've got all the rest of the weigh-ins from around the lake included. If we have to validate any last-minute things, because we're rolling with the awards and announcements at about 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Years ago, I remember, we used to broadcast that live. We had somebody down there with a microphone, and we used to broadcast live. Then after that...
Well, that's easy when it's one port, because they're all here. Yeah.
We used to do that all the time. Yeah. Just get that, here are the winners.
Yeah.
And, okay, so where as far away as where do the fishermen come from?
Lake-wide. Blades Tackle in the UP is probably the furthest north. We have one on Washington Island, one in Sturgeon Bay for the Wisconsin side. Michigan side, there's three or four ports over there that are being weigh-in sites. There are usually tackle shops where they're, you know, it's in their mutual interest to help with these fishing derbies and tournaments.
Do people have, like, secret spots they know where the salmon are?
Absolutely. Yes.
Very secret spot.
Some of them are secrets to everybody. Some of them
Do they really mean anything, though?
Well, you never know. Sometimes it's the right lure in the right location, in the right weather, and the right day. And, you know, so you just got it's like the lottery. You got to play to win.
Do you still have, I'm talking about the weigh-in spot at Festival Hall.
Oh, sure.
Do you still have the freezer there?
Oh, yes. Down under the big tent. If you come down there right now after our 50-foot aisle of raffle prizes that you can look at and drop tickets in, you're going to see in the middle of the tent is the big fish freezer. The ones that have been caught locally are in there. Some of the ones that have been caught, such as gloves, kid gloves, fish from yesterday, that's still northward because they're fishing the Sturgeon Bay area nonstop, and then they'll be back down for the final day likely.
Oh, wow. So, Captain Lily, are you a fisher person? I was going to say fisherman, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, most people just say fisherman.
We're ducking out right after this to take some kids out fishing.
Oh, really? You know, I'm not, even though I grew up on Long Island, which big fishing area.
Yeah.
I only went fishing once on Long Island, and the boat was sinking when I was in it, so I spent most of the time bailing the water out of it so I didn't drown.
Well.
Yeah.
It was on the Great South Bay with my friends. I said, come on, let's go in our boat. And then I said, where's the water coming from? He says, well, one of the seams ripped open.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, well, let's get back. Yes. He said, we'll get back in a few minutes. And so he said, just keep bailing. We'll make it back.
Yeah,
one of the scenes was an old boat. I don't know even why I got in it. The second time was at Salmonorama. They took some of the radio people out on one day, and I actually caught a fish.
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody put it on my line. I think there was somebody in the water.
I'd drag you out there.
I think somebody actually put it. So when did you start fishing?
Ooh, a few years ago. How long has it been?
2019, we bought the boat.
Dang, that's crazy.
Our 10-year wedding anniversary to watch the fireworks, and immediately after.
So like 5 years?
5 years, We were lifelong shoremen before that. We did a lot of shore fishing, but boat fishing 5 years ago.
Well, that's great. You like it? You enjoy fishing?
I do like fishing. It's best when I don't have to forfeit the rod.
What does that mean?
Well, we bring a lot. Today, we're bringing out three kids.
Oh, you guys.
Other days, we bring out, you know, yesterday I brought out our master services, our veteran, paralyzed veterans outing, luncheon sponsor. You know, we oftentimes give priority to our guests like we do at our home. And, you know.
Lily's, you got to give up your fishing rod.
Yeah, Lily's looking forward to being kind of priority today for catching a fish. So,
Not even priority, just having the ability to catch something for once.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of women contestants in this fishing contest?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Both shore and boat, and even the youth. There's a youth division, and a lot. If you look at the standings on the Salmonorama website or the Salmonorama app for Apple or Android, you'll see there's a lot of girls in the youth division. There's a lot of ladies in the adult divisions. They're out there.
Now, they did change the name of Salmonorama a few years ago.
Yes, so I heard.
Yeah, I remember when they did it, and I said, this is not a good idea. And it came back. They dropped it after a short time.
That was before me, and not, you know, I'm not speaking for or against it, but saying it was before my time.
The Big Fish something
big
or other?
Big Fish Bash.
Big Fish Bash, they called it. Now, when people think of Salmonorama, people, oh, they got salmon, but you can get any fish. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's actually five main species, which are the brown trout, lake trout, rainbow trout, coho salmon, and king salmon. There's also a perch division. There's a lot of kind of subdivision categories, but the youth shore division, because it's such a challenge for catching fish from the shore, even for the adults. But the adults, they register in a lot of steelhead, there's some coho, some kings. The youth shore, we open it up for them to catch any fish and weigh it in. So if they're out there and they happen to catch a small bass or a catfish, we had our paralyzed veterans outing yesterday. Some guys caught a catfish out in 150 foot of water, 35 feet down. That is not a fish you normally find out there, but one of our veterans caught a catfish.
Well, good for them.
But for the youth division, they can weigh in anything and participate.
Now, what about, you have a pool?
Yeah, the kids' fishing pond.
The kids' fishing pond.
There are two things.
This is my speed. Go ahead.
Two things that we heard about. You know, Lily and I last year, along with some of her friends, handed out 4,000 leaflets during the 4th of July parade. And we heard about two things you guys wanted back. You missed the cheese curds, the fried cheese curds. Yeah, I shouldn't have led with that one.
I noticed you didn't bring any with you. Go ahead.
I got to have some sleep here. Last time was our longest night of sleep we've had since this started. But yeah, the fried cheese curds, people reminisced about those, and they missed the kids' fishing pond. So our committee, which consists of about 25 people, and again, this is not just me, this is not just Jim running this event. We had about 25 people that really poured their heart and soul in biweekly meetings all the way since last August into the beginning of this year and right up to the event that really planned this out. But we figured out the kids' fishing pond. That one I took on with Lily and built in our backyard with the guidance of a few specialists. And then we had someone help with the cheese curds. And thankfully, a member of the Tuesday Optimist Club provided us with the original recipe and allowed us to utilize that to bring it back for the event.
Wow. We're gonna talk more about the entertainment at Salmonorama coming up. Josh Sopchak is here, along with Captain Lily. We're talking Salmonorama, 717 at WRJN Radio. Local news, timeless hits.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen, working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's 720 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and we're talking to Josh Sopchak and also Captain Lily. Captain Lily, I got a question for you. We mentioned this a little earlier today, that teenagers actually like it when you're friends with your parents on Facebook. Wait a second. Yeah. I didn't ask the question yet. Question one, are you on Facebook? Because a lot of young people aren't anymore.
I was just about to say, I don't have most social media apps. I think the only one that counts as social media is YouTube.
Okay.
That's not social media. Most kids at my school say it's social media, so I don't even know what counts as social media.
Yeah. Lily, actually, we had to fight her to give her a cell phone. She didn't want one. Yeah, isn't that a twist?
Well, I'll tell you something. The only reason I got on Facebook, because my mom was in her 90s, and she was on Facebook, and she was on all these things, and it is a good way to stay in contact with friends from years and years. All my radio friends from the 70s and 80s, I stay in contact with them on Facebook. So
Facebook is a hammer. It's a tool. It's all on how you use it. It can be used poorly.
I don't post anything. All I do is just stay in contact with my old radio friends who are dropping like flies. Also, my high school people dropping like flies. Okay, let's talk about Salmonorama. We've got entertainment, but I want to get those sponsor names in here. Let's some of the people who are helping bring this event to Racine back to its glory days again.
Yeah, I'd like to hit some of the large ones. I mean, Yamaha's been our premier sponsor for years. Yeah. They have just been a standby, reliable partner in the event, bringing with us five motors for some of our top prizes as well as some funds for the awards. Lynch Display has been big for some of our events as well. I always say Lynch Display because I know that company as well as I know the Lynch Truck Division. Visit Racine County did a great job with participating with us in a grant that helped with advertising for the event. Visit Mount Pleasant really was the driver for the music and entertainment. So I know you wanted to talk about that later, but Visit Mount Pleasant was instrumental in helping us cover the cost on that. And the city of Racine partnered along with Town Bank to cover the fireworks that we had Friday night. And I'll tell you, I had comments about the fireworks being some of the best they'd seen in the area in years.
People love fireworks. They love explosions. The dogs don't like them, but everybody else likes them.
It brings the community together for the most part.
So you have entertainment bands. When does the party start every day?
10 a.m. is when we open the gates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So our food trucks are in, and they're getting prepped. Jim has got the weigh station set up along with the early morning volunteers. You know, this year we had a great partnership with Volunteer Center of Racine County. They've brought out a lot of youth volunteers on the Monday through Friday shifts to help us with running the kids' fish pond and just tidying up the place. We also have a partnership with Scout Troops 129 B&G, of which Lily is involved in. But they have a group that comes out and help us police the site in the morning for litter. And then they've had a group in the evenings led by Andy Nason, who've been helping man some of the stations, too. And then, of course, Old Timers Athletic Club. You may see them down there. You can't miss them down there through today. It's, I think, the last day that they're doing their food sales before their food production moves over to their softball tournament. But some of their members are staying with us to continue food production, too, under our flag. And, you know, all these partners, all these sponsors are
and 5K events, too.
And 5K event. Well, yeah, it's Festival Park LLC. It's a separate company.
Okay, was it really? Okay.
Yeah, Festival Park LLC is technically the company that runs the management of it, but it's the same people, you know, Patrick and Stacy.
When is the music part? Do you have bands there
every
night?
Every night. You know, on the weeknights here, we're 6 p.m. start until about 9 p.m. On the weekends, you know, we've got bands starting. The headliner is always at 7 p.m. going to 10. But we also have a secondary band. So on Saturday, for example, we've got a band at 2 p.m. And one at 7 p.m. Saturday is also one of the state's largest cornhole tournaments. We have a touring cornhole tournament coming to Festival Park Saturday. There's going to be a couple hundred teams competing.
Oh, I could do that. I could toss that beanbag into the hole.
Yeah, yes. But I learned from one of their members yesterday that some of these people spend in upwards of $200 for sets of four bags, for their own bags.
Oh, you can bring your own?
You can bring, just like a golfer may have their own golf clubs.
All right.
Fisherman's got his own reels and lures. These gentlemen who play, these ladies and gentlemen who play in these competitive tournaments have their own specialty bags that they play with. And they have multiple sets based on different needs.
Now, could people still get registration forms to be in the fishing tournament?
Oh, yeah.
It's still out? Okay.
Correct.
For this weekend, if somebody says, you know what? Yes. I could beat that 30-pounder.
Yes. There's a cooling-off period, so you have to buy it the day before you're using it. Please reference the rules. But there's a cooling-off period before you can use it, because we can't have someone going out there catching a fish and then registering and then trying to come back.
So when does the, where do they get the rules? Where are they located?
Salmonorama.com or the Salmonorama Apple or Android apps.
Now, once you get done with this tournament this weekend, when do you start prep for next year?
About a week later.
I was about to. Yeah. It's like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They always say the day after Thanksgiving, we start working on the next parade.
It really is. Jim and Michelle do a lot to create a wrap up for the club and to help, you know, tell us what went right, what went wrong. This year, we need to meet with Patrick and Stacy, and again, that honeymoon phase on the first year at the site. You know, what went well? What could we do better? What are some changes that both sides would like to see to ensure that next year is more successful? And that starts right away, because then from that point on, we start having our long-term plan of how to get to July of 2025.
Well, I checked the weather forecast, and it's beautiful right through the weekend.
Yes, we should have great conditions for everyone to come down and hang out at the site. I mean, we're mid-70s, lower humidity. Again, bands every night, raffles every day, every night. The kids' fishing pond, we're getting a second restock of the fish that was so successful during the first half of the week.
What kind of fish?
These are brook trout. They're coming from a hatchery in Richmond, Illinois, right at the border. They were, again, Mike, president of the organization there, was fantastic to work with in ensuring that we kept these fish alive and healthy. And because of his guidance and a few others, Nick Anders, who's a club member who specializes in pond design and building, and I have a little history in water clarity myself, we have not lost any fish due to conditions of the pond. We have lost them to deep hooks, and we've lost two to what we jokingly call suicide, where they jumped out of the pond.
Ooh!
Because if you're down there, you'll see as you're fishing, they'll randomly jump.
Ooh, suicide.
Two of them didn't make it.
Suicide by pond. Ooh, yeah. I don't like the way that sounds at all.
No, nor do we. I mean, you know, there's about a foot barrier wall, and you think about the height that fish must have jumped to clear it.
Captain Lilly, you have any problem baiting the hook with worms and grubs?
No.
Oh, I would.
We went camping for school, and the girls were freaking out when I was fishing with no problem.
You know what made me proud was a couple weeks ago, we took out some scouts as part of a volunteer effort for Salmon Unlimited Wisconsin, and they had to fillet their own fish after the trip as part of their merit badge qualifications. Lily had never filleted fish.
I couldn't do it.
She watched me numerous times. I watched a lot of these boys struggle with filleting. Not that they were grossed out, but just struggle with the process. And she grabbed her first fish and went at it from what she had watched me. And she had the best fillet out of all of them. I was thrilled, and I was also floored that she was able to do it so efficiently.
Somebody said to me once, you know, I said, I don't like to kill animals. I don't want to kill a fish. They said, did you enjoy that cod sandwich you had this afternoon? And I said, yes, it was very tasty. Did you enjoy the shrimp cocktail? Yeah. Did you like that lobster tail?
You know who enjoyed Fish Saturday? Our free family fish boil on Saturday was so well attended I think we gave fish, the fish dinners out to probably 1,000 people that came out for that free event this year. It was phenomenal. We had enough. We had more than enough left over. The rest of it is heading to the Volunteer Center, Racine County, or the Veterans Outreach Center of Wisconsin. And yesterday we also dropped off some fillets from our paralyzed veterans outing where there was just too much fish caught. So we delivered it over to them for the vets.
Sounds like everything's going fine so far.
I look back, we had officers on site. Everything went fantastic over the weekends. The biggest thing I had to navigate around in terms of disputes was three older ladies and three younger ladies getting into an argument about how to manage a cash drawer. And after we got that resolved and they cooled down, I stepped back and said, if that is the worst thing I have to deal with in these 10 days, we have been an absolute success for this community because there has been no lewd or drunk activities. It has been extremely family friendly.
Good.
Kids playing out in the grass. We have a ton of free games down out in the grass, and the kids are playing all day long. It's a great place just to come and hang out.
And plenty of fish in the lake.
Plenty of fish in the lake.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys, for stopping by. Now, what I'd like you to do is next week, I want you to give a call in and give me the list of winners.
Sounds good. Hopefully, I'm rooting for Gloves. He's a volunteer of ours who helps with stocking the fish fry with the DNR that we do down at the river every year. So the baby Chinook salmon come in at about 2-3 inches long. And Kid Gloves, as we call him, Chris, is one of the guys who heads up the Net Pens program for us. And he happens to be the leader right now.
Oh, look
so
at you.
Fingers crossed, I'm rooting for you, Chris.
You are so happy. Things must be going fantastic, and I love it.
I'm an optimistic person. This event is really special to me because it's part of our club, it's part of our community, and it's part of a sport that I'm passionate about. We just want to see it successful.
And you're the president of Salmon Unlimited.
I'm the president of Salmon Unlimited. Jim is the chairman of the event. Yeah. And the two of us spearhead this thing.
But Captain Lily actually is the brains behind the whole thing, right?
She sat in the air conditioning the last couple days.
Is there anything going on inside Festival Hall, by the way? Or is it?
They're usually about 60, 70% booked on the interior, from what I understand.
But there's stuff going inside, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. We are not part of the inside. Okay. We are intentionally divided off so that that's available for.
But that's where the air conditioning is.
We have a small office in the in the outbuilding, the overhanging structure, and the bathrooms are on one side, the office is on the other, and that's our reprieve from the hot weather. We'll step in there for some AC.
Yeah. We sit on the floor with a cardboard box, and it's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Josh Sopchak is Sopchak. Is the president of the Salmon Unlimited, currently running Salmonorama through Sunday. And Captain Lily is here as well. So, hey, give me a call. We'll get the winner's list next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Oh, sounds great. Salmonorama, it's all part of Racine's history. It's 732 at WRJN. Got news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a new rep in the city of Racine. Last night at the Common Council meeting, a new alder was approved to represent the 8th District. Marcus West had been the alder until about a month ago when he moved out of the district. The newest member of the council is Cynthia Esqueda. She runs the day-to-day operations for her family's business, Supermercado Gran Morelos. With the swearing in, she becomes the first Latina alderman in Racine. She was voted in by the council last night and got right to work during the meeting. Someone did die after that water rescue near Racine's North Beach last week. A 23-year-old man lost his life after being pulled from Lake Michigan Friday. Lifeguards and others at the beach rescued the man from an area that was outside the supervised swim area. It's reported the man was unconscious when taken from the water, and at the same time, a woman who was conscious was also pulled out. The identity of the person that died isn't known at this point. Body camera footage has already been released of that fatal police shooting in Milwaukee near the RNC yesterday. The footage released by Columbus, Ohio police shows that Samuel Sharp Jr. had two knives and was charging at another man. A vigil was held for Sharp last night. His family says he'd been living in a tent city in King Park and has a history of mental illness. There's no connection to the convention. Luckily, the storm tracked south. Almost a dozen tornadoes across northern Illinois were reported Monday night. That's according to the National Weather Service. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin farm families are not immune to illness, injury, loss, or natural disaster. Now, they've got a shoulder to lean on. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Wisconsin has just become a part of the Farm Rescue Network. Farm Rescue is not new, but it is new to Wisconsin. Dan Erdman, their marketing program manager, says that they recognized immediately that Wisconsin would be a great new addition of states that they service, and he explains what their goals numbers-wise really are.
I don't know that we have a specific number in mind. We launched into Illinois last year, and we had, I think, a half dozen families that we, you know, supported through through harvest, and now planting services this year as well. I don't know. I want to say the sky is the limit, but it's all about just making those connections first. We'd love to see at least a dozen families in Wisconsin that we can help here during harvest. And just about getting the word out and making those connections and finding those families that could use our support.
Dan Erdman, he's the marketing program manager at Farm Rescue. The group started in 2005, but again, are brand new in Wisconsin. If you know a farm family that could use a little help, you can find out more about their services at farmrescue.org.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels of Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has announced their four finalists for the Farming for the Future Award. They include Tiffany Coleman from Manitowoc County, Josh and Kristen Joseph from Richland County, Jacob and Jennifer Haywish from Waupaca County, Jacob and Eliza Bobolts from Rock County. And there's four finalists for the Outstanding Agriculture Professional Award. That includes Kat Pepper from Sauk County, Travis and Bethany Sen from Polk County, Brooke Trustum from Rock County, and Tammy Wiedenbeck from Grant County. Winners will be announced in December. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny and a lot less humid today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. We may catch a sprinkle or two late this afternoon, but it shouldn't be a very big deal. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, sunny. Cooler, less humid, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You know what I miss most about being a kid, though? Substitute teachers. Don't you wish we had those at work? Hey, you show up for work one day. Hey, I'm Bob. I'll be your substitute boss for the day. Hey, nice to meet you, Bob. You know we take four-hour lunches here where we work. Oh, yeah, and you pay. Hey, 10 a.m. cocktail hour.
My favorite teachers were always the art teachers, you know? I always loved art teachers because they were so bizarre, right? They were like the homeless people of the faculty, right? All disheveled, wearing smocks, covered in paint, always like digging through the garbage looking for bottles and egg cartons and things, all disorganized, always making announcements when you're on your way out the door already, be like, people, 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 listen up, people, get him, people. If any of your neighbors or relatives have any paper towel rolls, start bringing them in.
All right, from Salmonorama, we go to Poker, the Root River Poker Fundraiser. And this is for Hospice Alliance. And joining me is Rita Hagen, who's the Executive Director of Hospice Alliance. Thanks for joining us, by the way.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Now you want to go fishing after hearing...
I know, it was great.
I told them I went fishing twice in my life. Once the boat was sinking and I had to bail out all the water out of it, which was not a good experience. And the second time it was with Salmonorama, and I caught a fish. I said, I don't know if somebody was in the water actually putting it on my line, But I tell you, I had a good time, especially when you get a fish and you feel the line pull.
Yeah.
That's an adrenaline rush.
It is exciting.
Yeah, first time I ever caught a fish in my life, it was at Salmonorama. I appreciate that. That was nice. Okay, so the Root River Poker Run. The only poker I'm really good at, when you go to a casino, the poker machines. Mm. I'm good at that because I can do that. But when I'm dealing with human beings playing across from me, I can't tell the tells and everything else that are going on in the game. With a machine, I could do it. With humans, I have a problem doing it. So why don't you tell us what this is all about?
Well, it's our inaugural Poker Run. We're giving it a try. And we're calling it By Land or Sea so that people who are really gearing towards the boaters, they can take their dinghies or kayaks or canoes through that Root River section to go to any of our stops. But you can also drive your car or walk it, whatever you would prefer. And it's this Saturday. Our registration starts at 1 o'clock. And the actual poker run will start at 2 and go to 4. And you'll just go to each of the stops. And they draw a poker card at that, and then you stamp it on your poker card. And then at the end, who has the best poker hand
wins. Oh, that's an interesting way of doing it.
Yes. So we'll have a first, second, third, and a last place winner.
How many stops? 5 or 7 are we doing?
We have seven stops.
Five or seven. Okay. So this is good. Now, for people that don't know how to play poker, do you play poker?
That's kind of like you. I do better on the machines.
That expression told me no when I first asked. All right. Well, this is how you win at poker. I still have to read it off a thing here. High card comes in first place. If nobody's got a good hand, the high card wins. So if you have an ace, you win. One pair wins next. Pair of twos, pair of anything. Two pair is up next. Three of a kind. A straight. A flush. Now, a flush, people don't know it's all the same color. It could be, you know, the same suit. Full house. Four of a kind. Straight flush. Royal flush. That's the best you can get. And so, but that's with 5-card stud. I don't know about 7-card. I don't know how that goes, but I'm sure people will figure it out. So, what happens at the end? Is there a prize or just a lot of fun?
No, there's prizes. Ooh. First, second, third place, and then a last place prize. So
last place prize.
Yes.
So somebody who has a rotten hand can still win something.
Can still win something.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's for fun. We'll have judges. You turn your poker cards in at when it ends at 4, and then the judges will determine the winners. And
so you can go. This is interesting. So you can go by boat, by water, and do the check-ins. You do it by land.
Mm-hmm.
What about if I got a plane? Could I bring it real low down?
That might be a little trickier.
Can I do it by helicopter?
Yeah.
Lower something like that. All right, so it starts at 1 p.m. The check-in begins at the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. That's 949 Erie Street here in Racine. And at 2 o'clock, it all starts. The walk, run, the drive, the canoe, the kayak, the dinghy, any way you get around. Now, how do you know where the checkpoints are?
Where you have a map when you register.
Oh, look at that. You got the map.
That'll give you two, and it lists all the...
Let me see that for a second.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
Checkpoint is my house. Well, that's interesting. They didn't tell me about that. All right, here are the checkpoints. Reef Point Anchor Away Ship Store. The Reef Point Brew House. I know where that is. Upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to walk upstairs. The Corner House Tiki Bar. I know where that is. The Sue and John Burden Sailboat. That's at Rivers End of Marina. The Gaslight Party Dock, I know where that is. Chart Room Restaurant Docks. And the Harbor Light Yacht Club, I know where that is. And so so there's a party afterwards. Now, where do you get the, how do people know where they win? Where's the big ending where you
announce
the winners?
At the end, we go back to the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. That's where everyone will check in again at the end. And then we're going to have dinner there. Joey's Yardarm is catering.
I love Joey's Yardarm. Yeah, I love their food. I always go there all the time, Yardarm. It's not far from me. And it's very... You know, I'm not a big sea person. I don't, but it gives me enough where I feel like yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum when I go in that place.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Now, you have to pre-register by July 12th, which is...
Was last week. But you still can register up until the day of.
Okay.
It's just $5 more.
And you get a poker card, after party meal for one attendee.
Yep.
Extra poker cards available at $10 each.
Yes.
Now, what if you bring a lot of people? Everybody's got to have a poker card with them?
If they want to play. If they
otherwise,
want to play
just,
and participate or eat, you have to buy a ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they just want to do the food part of it and the after party, they can just buy a ticket.
Yes.
And where do you get the tickets?
At the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. That's where we'll be stationed. before at the beginning and at the end.
So they can buy them when? What's the time? What's the day and the
time?
Well,
but you have to come to registration and let us know that you're going to participate.
Okay, so they can register what hours, when, days, all that stuff I need to know.
Oh, well, it's 24/7. There's a QR code. You can go to our website. You can register online, pay online.
You mean this little squiggly thing here, the QR code? Okay, yeah, I'm looking
right
at it.
But you can go to our website under events and link
so you can
to
do
it
this.
There.
So if I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can register?
Yes.
If I said, yeah, nothing to do, I think I'll register. Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are the sponsors involved? Do you want to mention the list?
Well, our special thanks go to Bayshore Yacht Club. Several of the ladies there have been helping us and are part of the committee to put this on and have put it all together, and we are grateful. And our red sponsors are Drager Langendorf, Community State Bank, Realistic Builders, and Baird Financial.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in just a few seconds, I want to talk about Hospice Alliance, big sponsor, and I've heard about him for years, Hospice Alliance, and we talk about it all the time on the air. But let's find out where the money's going. Hospice Alliance has their good work. It's a horrible thing to have to make that decision to put somebody in hospice care. I mean, you want to make sure it's the best care for the person. Nobody wants to do that, but it's a fact of life. It's got to happen, and that's just the way it is. We'll talk more about that with Rita Hagen, who's the executive director of Hospice Alliance, coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, mostly sunny. Highs near 77 today, mostly clear tonight. Lows around 60. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 75. Right now, sunny and 67 degrees at Radio Park.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. It's been a while since I was out of work, but I remember that grind of looking and that occasional suffocating feeling of anxiety like it was yesterday. If that's where you're at, and you don't mind if I encourage you to try something, because I am sure you're pretty tired of hearing people say, have you tried to do ba-da-da, or have you thought about ga-ga-ga? I'd like to recommend a project. Make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget can help reduce your money stress, even if it doesn't make money magically appear. Knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim is better than just closing your eyes and letting those bills pile up. And taking charge of your current financial situation, that can be an important contribution to your mental health as well as your and your family's well-being. You can get started today. I've got a video about how to make a budget on Work Money's YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org are free to anyone looking for help spending less and saving more. And hey, if you're between jobs, keep your chin up. You got this.
W-R-J-N. Hey, we're talking to Rita Hagen from Hospice Alliance and the Poker Run, the Root River Poker Run. Boy, there's a lot of R's in there. Root River Poker Run. is a fundraiser. It's coming up Saturday, July 20th, this Saturday, and it all kicks off at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Pre-register, go online, go to hospicealliance.org, or if you find that QR code, just click on the QR code. That'll do it. Before we get back to the poker run here, let's talk about Hospice Alliance. And as I mentioned, it's, you know, if you have older parents or somebody who needs, doesn't have to be older parents. Mm-hmm. We had a young kid at our church. I think he was like 12 or 13 years old. He had to go to hospice care. And he was born with a lot of problems. 13 years of problems. Mm. His life was hospitals. But he had the greatest personality. And he just had a great outlook on life. He just did. He enjoyed every day of it. He didn't know any different from, you know, but he lived in hospitals. And I remember when they said at church that he said, well, he's going into hospice care this week. And I just cried. He's just a wonderful kid. But it's something that's got to be done sometimes. So we'll talk about Hospice Alliance.
Yes. Well, we've been serving the Racine community as well as Kenosha and Walworth counties since 1981. Providing hospice care to those who need it. I think hospice care is really a philosophy of care. It involves a team. It's something we bring to where the patient is. So wherever you call home, we come there, and we have a great team of a nurse and a chaplain, social worker. We have CNAs that come and help the family as well as the patient. That's the other unique thing about hospice, is we're there for both the patient and the family and help them on that journey as they're facing end of life. And I think a lot of times people look at hospice as they're hesitant to go into hospice care. But I always say you have nothing to lose by just giving us a call and having us come and meet with you.
Nobody wants to make that decision.
Right.
And I understand. I had two elderly parents. Mm-hmm. And luckily, my neighbor was a hospice nurse. And my mother was sharp as a tack to the end. She was mm-hmm. on Facebook on her last days. She was on all this stuff. And I asked her, said, why would you want to do this? She goes, it's not a negative thing. Mm-hmm. We're helping people. We're not putting them, you know, to sleep. Right. We're helping people enjoy the last days of their life in comfort and care. So it's a thing we're actually helping people out. And when you look at it like that, yeah, I guess so.
Well, and it doesn't always mean that, I mean, there's criteria that Medicare has to be admitted to hospice care.
Yeah.
So if we come out and just do a consult, meet with you, and the patient does not have that, then you can give us a call, you know, later on. So it doesn't, not everyone qualifies for hospice care. But I will tell you this, that most families say to us, I wish I would have called you sooner. Because they've, you know, most people now, if you look at the research, shows that most people are in hospice 2 weeks or less. But look at Jimmy Carter. He went on a year ago in February, and he is still on hospice care. Because you have to be recertified.
He's indestructible, that guy. He had brain cancer. He was building homes when he was 90 years old. I mean, this guy doesn't stop.
Right.
Good for him. I mean, he looks like he's ready to go. But he's not going. He's still sharp as a tack. They talk to him. He's fine.
I know. And it just shows you that a year and a half ago, practically, he was put on hospice. So getting on hospice doesn't mean you're going to die.
Right.
You take the natural course that you're going to have. We just assist you with that to make sure you're comfortable, that we can work with you on end-of-life goals and wishes, help your family, and then we're there for the family for that whole next year and longer if needed as they're on that grief journey.
And I got to tell you something. It is tough on the family. This takes a lot of pressure. Family, I don't think a lot of families know how to deal with parents that are elderly or any member of their family that's in trouble. I don't think you know how to deal with it. Fights ensue in the house. You lose patience. I know I lost patience with my mom a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'd wake up in the middle of the night, help me. Mom, I got to get up for work.
Yeah.
And you do need help. You really do. Luckily, with my mom, I was able to reason with her and talk to her, and she understood. But we had people come in and help her. Mm-hmm. And but for the most part, it was me and my wife taking care of her.
Right.
So it's tough.
Being a caregiver is hard work.
Yeah.
Very hard work, emotionally and physically.
And I've been writing something down here so I don't forget later on. So, okay, so this is what hospice does. Now, if somebody wants to get in contact with Hospice Alliance, now I know we talk about it all the time, hospicealliance.org, but if they want to talk to a human being.
262-652-4400. And our receptionist will connect you to Mary, who is our amazing intake specialist, and she will answer all your questions and take any information. And if you decide you want us to just come out and talk with you, then she will set that appointment up with you as well.
Amazing Mary.
Yes, Amazing Mary. And this fundraiser that we do.
Let's go back to, yeah, that's something fun here.
Is we use the dollars raised with that goes into our foundation to really add life to days. There are many, many hospice providers. Most of them are for profit, but there are many of them. But what makes us unique is we've been serving these same three communities, Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth, for 43 years. And during that time, we have always put the patient and family first. We use these funds to do the things that are above and beyond what Medicare covers. When you are a Medicare hospice patient, you get a daily per diem. That covers your equipment, your medications, all your visits, all under that diagnosis for that got you into hospice. But what we like to do is have a music therapist and pet therapist, and we have an aromatherapist who will
put together. What is aromatherapy?
Aromatherapy is the ability to take and mix, oh my goodness, I'm at a loss for words, but you know, like lavenders and all the essential oils that are there, and create things. So for example, we have a patient that has a very bad wound, and those wounds sometimes can have an odor, and then that makes it difficult for people to visit, or it's embarrassing for the patient. And we've had the ability to put something together to help kind of mask that odor, which allows people to be in there, provide dignity to that patient.
No, that's nice.
We also had a patient who had a dog. They were the best of buds, but as the patient got sicker, that dog sensed that. And all the patient wanted was for the dog to be on the bed because he could only move his hands a little, so he could just kind of touch the dog and pet it. And so she worked with the patient's vet for the dog and came up with a concoction and aromatherapy that helped relax the dog. And then the dog was able to be up on the bed through the patient's final days.
You know, and in my mother's last 2 days on the planet, she was at our house the last few weeks. And so we had a special hospital bed moved in. And I took a picture of my dog, my beagle, sleeping on the floor right by her bed. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't leave their side. She stayed.
It's amazing the what they right sense there. And what they know, isn't it?
Yeah. And that dog didn't really know my mother that well, but it doesn't matter. Dog just stayed there. It was either one of two things. Get her off my bed. I want to lay on that bed, or I'm taking care of your mom for you. And I kind of like that. All right, happier points here. The Root River Poker Run fundraiser is this Saturday. You can register at hospicealliance.org. Check-in begins, the check-in begins at the Riverside Marina Clubhouse on Erie Street. And it's right around the corner from me. Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. is the walk, run, drive, canoeing, hiking, or dinghy way around. Now, how do you know where to go if you're on the river? Are there little signs you put up? Or
Everyone who registers will get this map. And okay, then we'll have balloons for Hospice Alliance at each of the stops. So look for the blue balloons.
It's going to be a great day, too. Saturday's going to be nice. All right, so that should be good. And then the best part, the after party at the Riverside Marina Clubhouse, food catered by Joey's Yardarm. $25 to, that's the pre-reg, Joe.
$30
now. All the money's going to a great cause. You get a poker card, the after-party meal for one attendee, extra poker cards, $10, and you get the food and everything.
And we've got some great raffle baskets that have been donated by many of these same businesses that have been so kind as to let us use their location. I mean, they get nothing out of that, but they're letting us take a spot there, and we're grateful to all seven of those for that.
You know what the best part is? You don't have to know how to play poker.
No,
They do it for you.
They do it for you, absolutely.
Rita Hagen from Hospice Alliance, she's the executive director. Thank you very much for being one of our sponsors here. And good luck with the poker run. You're going to get great weather for it this weekend. And I know when you do these outdoor events, you're at mercy of the weather.
Yes.
I mean, you just, all year, you say, please, please, let me have a sunny day. And then you get it. And it's $1 million when you wake up in the morning. You say, not a cloud in the sky. Great. Rita, thank you. You're welcome back. Let us know if you have another event coming up, all right?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Rita Hagen, thank you very much. 758 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.